Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, as long I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan to attract business to his barbershop by having a lineup of paid rather than paying customers stand out in front of the shop failed as completely as his other super advertising schemes. However, Lum's not one to give up easily, and today, as we look in on the little community, we find our barber hard at work on some new flight of fancy while Abner looks on curiously.
What in the world is that you're writing on there, Lum?
Just some stuff.
Well, you've been studying it for hours. What is it?
Oh, some forms from a barbershop.
Forms?
Well, service charts, I reckon you'd call them.
Service charts?
Yeah, you know, like Frank Foster uses down there at his filling station.
Law me, are you going to start trying to run a filling station in here too, Lum?
No, I said I was fixing these up for my barbershop.
Well, you don't grease cars and check batteries and all that in a barbershop.
No, but you give a lot of different kinds of services like they do at filling stations.
Huh?
Besides haircuts and shaves, you give shampoos and massages and singes and shoe shines and a bunch of other stuff.
I know that, but you were...
So I'm going to run my barbershop along the lines of a filling station.
Now, listen here, Lum. You ain't going to have folks driving their cars inside the store here to ruin the place.
They ain't going to drive their cars in here.
Don't forget, I'm sole full owner of this store. You don't own none of it.
I know that.
All right.
You won't let me forget it.
Well, I ain't going to.
Well, now, just calm yourself down and wait till you hear my whole idea complete. And it's an uncommon good one, too, if I do say so myself. And I do say so.
Well, I ain't going to let you tear out the front door of my store.
I never said I was going to.
Well, you'll never get a car through that door, Lum. I can tell you that right now.
I told you once, nobody's bringing no cars inside here. All I meant was that when a feller wants some barber work done, well, first I'll fill out one of these charts. I'll check all the different stuff he wants done, like shampoo and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, Etter Satter.
That's Latin, I think. Means another junk.
You going on a junk shop in here?
No, no. By junk, I mean shaves and shines and such stuff as that.
Oh. Well, what if they don't want all that stuff, though?
Oh, I think they will. The way I'm planning to run my place from now on.
And I hope it's better than the way you studded up yesterday. Paying a batch of hillbillies 25 cents a piece to stand in line just to make it look like you got a big crowd in here.
Oh, no, it's just the opposite from that.
Opposite?
I realize now that I've been using the wrong approach all this time.
There's the first sensible thing you said since you went into this business.
You see, what I've been trying to do is make it easy for folks to get a haircut here. I've been trying to make them think anybody could come in here, but that was wrong.
It sure was.
Now I'm going to make it hard for them to get in here.
Huh?
I'm going to make them think hardly nobody can be a customer here.
For the land's sake, Lum, have you lost all your sense?
Why, no, of course
not. I feared this was going to affect your mind sooner or later.
My mind ain't affected none. I know exactly what I'm doing. From now on, I'm making my shop exclusive with a capital X.
Exclusive?
Yes, sir. That word's going to be the secret of my success. Exclusive.
Huh.
Folks can't get no work done here unless they got enough pint men. The only way they can get appointments is to telephone in for it, way in advance.
Doggers, if that don't beat anything you've studied up in your whole life.
It is pretty good, ain't it?
Here, you ain't been able to get hardly no customers at all, and now you're telling them they can't get in here even if they wanted to.
Yeah, and that'll bring them flocking in here, too. You just wait and see.
Lum, do you sleep all right at night?
Listen, Abner, I'm perfect normal and sane. Just as irrational as you are.
Well, I hope you are.
All I'm doing now is using super psychology.
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
Well, I'm on the right track, though, this time. It's the old principle of tell a youngin' he can't have cake, so right away he wants it more than ever.
You going in the bakery business now?
Oh, of course not. Every time I mention anything, you want to know if I'm going in that business.
Well, you've been in so many businesses here today, I can't keep track of them. What was it you said about the cake now?
I was just explaining the base principle I'm using
it. Well, explain it again, then.
Take something away from folks, and right away, that's what they want. Well, here, take for instance rationing.
Huh?
Recollect when coffee was rationed?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we had folks in here buying coffee that never even drank it before in their whole lives.
I recollect that.
And take meat now. Old George Bernard Hinckley always was one of them vegetarians until meat got scarce. Now he takes his stamp and lines up at the butcher shop just along with the rest of
them. I know that, Lum, but what
anything that's hard to get, folks wants it. And that's the whole idea behind my barbershop now.
Making a bring-in meat stamp?
No, make it exclusive. Make it high class. Make it hard to get.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, don't worry, I do.
Of course, I still don't see what them filling station charts you got there has got to do with this barber business.
Well, that just makes it harder for them to get any work done by me.
Harder?
Yeah. Filling one of them charts out will make a big impression on the customers, too.
It will.
Make them think they're in a showing of high-class place.
Well, are you using the same one that Frank Forster uses down there at the gasoline station?
Oh, no, not quite. I'm changing them around to where they fit the barbering business.
Fit it, huh?
Yeah, here, I'll show you one of them.
All right, I'd love to know what this is all about.
I had to change it up some and take some out here and put some in there, sort of like a woman making over an old dress. See, up here at the top where it says lubrication chart, I'm changing that to barbrication chart.
Barbrication?
Yeah. Instead of getting a lube job, they're getting a barb job. Then comes their name and address right here.
Oh.
And license number.
License? Now, what's that for?
Well, let's see. I did have something studied up.
Well, nobody's got license, Lum. I know that.
I could use that for, say, somebody like Doc Miller. I know he's got a doctor's license.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a number on it, I could write the number right down there.
Well, what would you need that for after you read it down?
Oh, I don't need it particular. That'd just be something else to make harder for him to get a haircut here.
Well, I believe I'm beginning to catch on to it a little bit, anyway.
Oh, it's a wonderful principle. Now, next comes time received.
Huh?
See, I'll put down the time I received the phone call from him.
Oh.
And then time promised. That'll be the time I promised them they could get appointments.
Oh, let's see what's next. We'll call or deliver.
I thought maybe I could use that for young'uns.
Young'uns?
Well, their mamas can tell me if they'll call for the young'un or when I get done with him or if they want me to deliver.
You mean you're going to start delivering your customers?
Well, if they don't weigh much, I might. As long as I'm delivering groceries for you, I might could tote along a young'un or two.
Yeah, well, let's see what's next there. Crankcase, drain, and refill.
Well, that's got to be changed. I see that right now.
Grade of oil. Have to change that, too.
No, that stays in.
You going to sell oil in here?
Why, sure.
But I'll answer.
Hair oil.
Oh.
See, I'll get different grades of hair oil. For instance, Cedric likes good heavy oil. That'll plaster his hair down good and flat.
Oh, yeah, he does that all right. Yeah, I believe that's what he uses sometime over that regular car oil. That'll work fine for him. Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring there.
Yeah, go ahead and answer it, Abner. I got a lot more work to do on this.
Yeah, I'll get it. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Why, I reckon so. Oh, I see. It was just a minute. I'll ask the barber.
Granny's more business.
Miss Barton wondered if you trim women's hair, too.
Why, sure I do. Tell her, sure.
She said it embarrassed her to death to go into Mose Moose's barber shop with all them men sitting around there.
Well, I don't blame her. Tell her to come right on over here. We got plenty of room and nobody... don't tell her. Wait a minute. Better let me handle it. Might as well start using my new system.
Oh, yeah. Make it hard to get an exclusive.
That's the idea. Just listen to me how I do it.
You take the receiver.
Yeah. Hello, head barbarian and shampooer speaking. Now then, you want a hair trim, eh, madam?
That's Miss Barton, Lum.
Well, of course you'll have to get an appointment first.
There we go.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't know. I don't believe I have any time open until, say, next month.
So is he going on a trip somewhere?
Huh? Oh, you have to get it done today, huh? Well, I might be able to squeeze in later on today. Mom? Well, yeah, I reckon the next 5 minutes will be all right.
Now, don't be too exclusive.
Well, wait a minute, Ms. Barton. I'll have to fill out your service chart first. Yeah, I'll hurry. Abner, get one of them blanks and fill it out.
Yeah, I'll get one.
I want your name and address first, Ms. Barton. Yeah, that's right. I already know that, don't I? What's next, dear Abner?
License number.
Have you got a license, Ms. Barton?
Or at least he's big as a truck.
Well, no, you don't have to have a license to get a haircut here, but I just thought... skip that. What's next, Abner?
Make and year model.
What year model are you, Miss Barton? No, I ain't trying to get fresh. All I'm doing... Wait a minute, Abner, didn't I cross that model part out?
There's a line all through there. Well, read them.
I've scratched out.
Asked her how much mileage she's got, Mom.
No, that's crossed out, too.
Doggy, you're right,
Here, better give that blank to me and you take the receiver.
Yeah, sure, here. I don't know enough about that chart stuff.
Let's see here.
Talk on a telephone.
Transmission.
Hello, Miss Barton?
No, Abner, don't ask her that. Don't ask her about her transmission. Wait a minute. Here's something I got fixed up good. Ask her if she wants a new and differential kind of shampoo.
Oh, that's a good one. Hello, Miss Barton. Do you want a new one? Who is this? Oh, hey, howdy, Mr. Barton.
Oh, Mr. Barton.
Where's Miss Barton? Oh, I see. Hello, all right. Goodbye.
Well, what happened there? Where'd she go?
Well, Mr. Barton wasn't sure, Long, but he said he thought that she said something about going down to Mole's Mooses to get her hair trimmed.